Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, let's do this here. It is Friday, people. Welcome in. It's another edition here of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez, and much to get to. Big weekend, of course. We've got college hoops. We've got conference championships all in a huge games tonight. There were great games last night, upsets, dog shopping. We got another UFC match coming up here, believe it or not. I don't know. It's like one a day now. We've got, of course, NBA, the battle for seeding as the playoffs and the season wind down. Plenty of stuff. And don't forget, baseball starts next week on Wednesday. So plenty going on, plenty to get you caught up with. And let us not forget, the NFL never sleeps. So a couple of well-known guys, big-name guys, of course, will be wearing what else is new, different jerseys this year. But I got to tell you, what's the most money, Dane, you ever spent at Walmart? I'm just curious,
at
man.
Walmart?
Like, what's the, yeah, like the biggest purchase you ever gone in there? Like, you know, the grocery shop, like what, maybe 100, 200, something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, probably something like that. But what I think is interesting is that I cannot do anything, like the minimum is like $50. Like, you go in there thinking like, oh, I'm going to get like two things, be hop in, hop out. And all of a sudden you wind up with $50 no matter what.
I agree with that. We have a local, I don't know what the grocery store chain is up in New York you go, but for some reason I find myself at, you know, we have a Publix down here is the big brand in the South. Yeah, so we got Publix down here, and I don't know why it is. I don't, you know, I would love to, and I say it all the time, like I should go grocery shopping at Walmart, right? Like, because their Walmarts, their super Walmarts are crazy, right? You know, better right. deals. Just go. I'm going to go get everything at once. I'm good to go.
Sure.
And I never do it. I end up piecemealing it, which means I find myself at this damn Publix 7 days a week, either picking. I like never pre-plan everything. It is the worst. But I bet you didn't know this because I saw it last night and I was laughing at it because only this dude could do this. Do you know who holds the record for the largest single purchase in Walmart history?
I'm going to guess Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yes, that's actually a pretty good guess. Yeah, I don't think Floyd shops at Walmart, which is why it's hard.
Though.
Which but is
if
hard.
He ever
what?
Did,
yeah,
he'd be dropping that's bands. Yeah.
That dude shops at Bentley and Lambert. He, like, goes with suitcases of money and buys cars. How about Shaquille O'Neal, okay, spent? And I could not believe this, but he apparently holds the record for the largest singular purchase in Walmart history. The dude spent $67,000 at Walmart in one trip. In one friggin' trip. Now, Shaq's got a like went to the store, bought stuff, and left the store. One trip, spent $67,000. And I'm trying to go through, and I'm looking at that number, and I'm going, I'm trying to think what I could buy in Walmart that I would need, that I can honestly spend, you know, especially walked out of, by the way, the store. Not like he ordered a new roof or something. Like, he pulled into the store and pulled out with $67,000 worth of stuff. And apparently, he's got a new show, I guess, on YouTube. He's got a streaming show where he interviews a whole bunch of different people. And he apparently told this story this week. He was traded from Miami. When he was here in Miami after they won a championship, they shipped his ass off to Phoenix the following year. And I guess what happened was is that he had to all of a sudden get himself an apartment. It happened rather quickly and didn't have any time to ship anything. So he went to Walmart and bought enough stuff to furnish a three-bedroom apartment in Phoenix for $67,000. So he went, you know, you got TVs. He said he ordered like six of them. He needed like six TVs for a three-bedroom. I'm like, why would you need six TVs for a three-bedroom apartment? But, yeah, he started going down the list, and I'm going, $67,000 to furnish a three. Isn't the whole point of going to Walmart that you can, right? You can get, you know, like, you know, granted, I ain't putting furniture together. That's why I don't go to IKEA. Yeah. You guys have an IKEA up there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got IKEA, but no. That's like, you cannot put that stuff together because the directions are in like Swedish or something. It's really bad.
Yeah, no. This big SOB walked into Walmart, $67,000 worth of furniture and supplies, and basically furnished an entire three-bedroom apartment in Phoenix because of it. And I got to tell you, with that kind of money that this dude has, honestly, why are you going to Walmart and furnishing an apartment? Right. Shouldn't you have people doing that? I mean, how much does it cost to furnish your place? I'm going to say it costs to furnish your place.
Remember, though, Joe, remember, my lady is an interior designer. So she likes nice things. Okay.
Yeah,
nice things. All right. So I don't know if that's the best reference point. But, Joe, there is we talked before about Le'Veon Bell and his rap game. One of the best rappers of all time is a guy named Big L. Okay. And one of his lines is, he says something, that's the game plan. We never bring luggage. We go shopping when the plane lands. And so that's kind of what Shaq is doing, right? He's like, we don't got to worry about all that. I'll go over there and I'll refurnish the house, you know, and that's kind of what it is. But, you know, that was the mark of, I guess, someone who has the ability to do that.
I got to tell you, man, and your girl who's an interior, she must like cringe a little knowing that, you know, there was a three bedroom apartment in Phoenix that needed to be furnished. And he went, of all places to go, he could have went anywhere he wanted. He's like, you know what, let's hit a Walmart and let's go. And I'll never forget the day here in South Florida when he was in Miami. He played in Miami. I ran into him. And the reason I ran into him, I was at in Boca Raton, of course, big Boca Raton. He had a place here, which is nothing but money. I mean, it's like Westchester on steroids. It's absurd, right? So I was in Macy's in this mall doing some shopping, and it wasn't great. It was like a Tuesday afternoon. It wasn't crowded. And then all of a sudden, security personnel started walking through Macy's and escorting everyone out. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. And now we're talking a three-level Macy's here, by the way.
Right, people come down. They're like a bomb scare or something.
Right, and I'm going, oh, crap. You know what I mean? And they were doing it rather quickly. Turns out Shaq wanted to go shopping. They shut the entire Macy's down so Shaq could go shopping with his wife.
This when he was like the big Aristotle?
That's when he was here in Miami. So I was like, okay, that was my Shaq experience. Unbelievable. All right, we're just getting started here. Come back and join us. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain on a Friday. When you see me, leave
that my hands. Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
There we go. Is this the is this guy that's going shopping at Walmart? Is that who it is?
Yeah, this is Big L. This is Big L,
baby.
One of the greatest rappers of all time, baby.
Big L, and we are the Big R here, making it rain. That's what we're doing. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in, those of you. It is Friday who are streaming us, Pluto TV, or any one of the many streaming platforms. If you're hanging out with us in the chat room, welcome. We got plenty to go over here as we get ready for a weekend that is going to be loaded. Tonight, we are loaded with conference championships as the quarterfinals, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. Craziness last night in college hoops. So I guess we'll start there because it's all about the return of Zion Williamson last night, right? Zion makes his return on the court, taking on Syracuse, your Orange men, who are unfortunately, they didn't have their best player, right? I mean, you guys were down. And the line kind of moved throughout the day. Nobody knew whether or not the game was off the board because nobody knew if Zion was actually going to play. They made the announcement fairly early yesterday, and then it moved to about 11, 11 and a half. It was bouncing back and forth from there. And then we learned, of course, that Syracuse was going to be a little shorthanded. But all in all, nobody really knew what the hell to expect from Zion Williamson last night. That was a big question. How is he healthy? Is he not? Even right up until tip-off, I was amazed the amount of hate that was being thrown around on social media about him deciding to actually play in the ACC tournament because nobody thought it was. People just thought this was all BS when Coach K came out this week and was like, we hope to have him back for the ACC tournament. And people were like, he ain't playing. That's a crock. They're going to come up with something. Like, there's no way, nothing good happens from him suiting up in Duke anymore, right? I mean, A, he could get hurt again. B, he could have a terrible tournament and people just go, he ain't worth it. Or C, people could look at him and go, I expect more from him. I mean, any of those choices doesn't look really good for Zion Williamson.
100% from the field, Joe.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the whole point. So he goes out last night and he drops, pretty much makes every goddamn basket that he had going on there. He also, they smoke him 84-72. They beat Syracuse last night. He was 13-13, 29 points, 14 boards, 5 steals. Actually, the first Duke player with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 steals in a game since. We got to go back to Christian Laettner. Did it 15 years ago this month, in fact. So it was the most shots ever made without a miss in Duke team history. That's how good he was. He was a beast. He was a force. But it wasn't all puppy dogs and rainbows last night because there was a bit of controversy that blew up on social media if you guys are just waking up and didn't get a chance to see it. Well, it looks like there was a Syracuse player named Frank Howard who thought he'd channel his inner Grayson Allen last night and sort of put his leg out. They were
trip it up.
Yeah, they were on the Syracuse basket in a basket main. Now they're trying to transition, right? So they're trying to move out. And as Zion was transitioning back to court, Frank Howard came over. I've watched this thing a million times. And I'm sorry. I don't think Frank Howard had any malcontent here or tried to do it. There was none of that. What I saw was a guy, trying to get out of the way of a freight train there. And it looked awkward. But you know how it is, Dane. If you slow anything down enough, in four, you could swear that this was, I mean, guys like Olbermann, the national media guys. I mean, it's bad enough you're kissing the ass of this dude left and right. You're making it this giant spectacle that it doesn't need to be for an 18-year-old college player. But now you're going to rip out this kid, Frank. And now, I mean, he's a senior. I think he's a senior on Syracuse.
Yeah,
it's a very good player. Yeah, he's a very good player. So what are you going to do? You're going to take this kid down now because you think he meant – no, Grayson Allen meant to trip people. If you saw it, you tell me. Do you think there was any malcontent behind it?
I didn't think there was anything behind it. I completely agree with you. And to be quite honest, Joe, I have said this before as it relates to other sports and instant replay. I actually think technology has gotten so good that you can go frame by frame and zoom in so close. I actually think replay is too good. I actually think it complicates things. And like you said, when you slow it down enough, you could always see something. But what it does is it takes out the spirit of what we're actually seeing with our eyes. Mm. You know, we got to think about what are the actual circumstances of the athletic moves, like you're saying. So when like feet get tangled up instead of pass interference, you know, or I was mentioning in soccer, was the guy extending his arm for a handball? I agree with you. I don't think there was any malintent from Frank Howard. This guy is a senior point guard for the Orange and has always been kind of a, by the book kind of guy. But I do believe that instant replay and technology in this vein has almost gotten too good. Like, this is why we have all those, like, what is a catch kind of questions in the NFL. It's because you can like literally see the ball moving just a hair or not, and it clouds the judgment of people because I think replay is too good.
And I also think you got to give the kid the benefit of the doubt. Now, was his leg out there? Did it look? Yeah, I mean, it looked, but looks can be deceiving to your point. Yeah, everything's in 4K today and you can slow it down and now you're zooming in on his leg, but to me, it was all about body language. And Duke should know this because they had Grayson Allen, the actual, the dude who went out of his way to try and trip. So they should know what intent looks like when you're trying to, purposely hurt or trip somebody. They had the best guy, the tripping guy of the century there in Grayson Allen. But the body language to me didn't say that this was what he was trying to do. It told me more that it was just an awkward situation where he was trying to get out of the way, he was trying to transition back, and I didn't see it. We could be wrong. Nobody knows what was going on through Frank Howard's head, but I do think that the calls for this kid's head and the calls for this guy's suspension, throw him out, he should never be allowed to play. Now, you got a draft coming up, and what are you doing? It's one thing if you want to sit there and bow to the greatness that is Zion Williams. If you're a member of the media and you want to go ahead, and all eyes were focused on this game last night, you and I both know that, and I get that ESPN has trillions of dollars invested in college basketball, so they need a Zion Williams to get eyeballs to the screens. I get it. But that's fine. Let us not take down another 19, 20-year-old because you guys deem him to be Grayson Allen, a former Duke player of all things, which I find hilarious that Duke got, former Duke players are sitting there going, throw him out. Like, what? Like,
pot calling
you guys
the kettle
were defending
black.
Grayson Allen. Like, now all of a sudden this guy needs to go out. So it's a bit of hypocrisy going on. I didn't see it. I'm glad you didn't see it because I know you love the cues, man.
Yep.
But damn, like, stop it, guys. This guy's got a tournament to go to. His career is not over, and there's no reason to take him out simply because you guys deem him to be Grayson Allen. But what does that mean? It means now that Duke advances to the ACC tournament semifinals, and guess who they're going to be playing?
They get another bite at that Carolina apple.
Round three. And the interesting part is this is three times in less than a month now. This will be the third time in less than a month. Tonight. And it'll also be the only time that we've actually seen Zion Williamson at full strength against this Carolina team because that was the game his shoe exploded.
In the first minute.
Yeah, well, it was 10 days later. He wasn't playing still, and they played North Carolina in North Carolina. They got smoked there as well. So this will be the first time, right? Dukes gets another crack at the Tar Heels, and this should be extremely – this will probably be the highest-rated game of even any tournament game, I think. Tonight is going to be the mother of all games, and you got to – You got to look at this, and I don't know if the opening line has come out yet. I haven't checked, but we'll do that. I think both of these teams are squarely in a mix for a number one seed come the tournament, which, you know, if you win the ACC, if one of these two teams wins the ACC championship, then you bet your ass they're going to be a number one seed. Either North Carolina or Duke are going to be one. The other will probably be number two, and one is definitely better than two when you're looking from that. But very hard to do. The rare three-game sweep in this rivalry, it hasn't been accomplished since 2002. That Duke did it in 2002. And can they do it tonight? Can they do it with Zion? We'll debate that. We'll talk about it as we move along here this morning. But there was also a monster upset last night. And don't look now. The Big 12 could be turned upside down on its head, people. Kansas who? Kansas State who? We'll tell you about that coming up. Nate Martinez, Joe Ranieri, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game time decisions.
I said, I'm like, Josh Norman joins us. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Josh. And stone cold, deadpan. He goes, shit, you guys are the ones that call me. He goes, I just answered. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to go. You know me, Cam. I know how to loosen him up a bit, right? You'd rather be in the NBA smoking weed and making more money. And he said, damn right. He went on his big diatribe.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The morning after.
Eli gets money for life for winning 2 Super Bowls. I just got a laugh out of that when I saw, oh, Eli gets another $5 million bonus. Meanwhile, Odell's on the way to Cleveland.
Unfortunately, his skills, you couldn't tell if they were there, if they weren't there around contract time, so they were kind of put in this impossible situation. I would almost rather Eli's skills lose it 3 years ago, and we'd have never been in this position where you had to give him that contract.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
So, Antonio Brown, now part of Raider Nation. Odell, he's now part of one of the most intriguing NFL teams, right, this year, the Cleveland Browns. You got Le'Veon Bell, now a Jet. And, of course, the 2019 NFL draft is just around the corner. Now, for serious fantasy football players, It is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And good for you. You got Roto Experts. They got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes some of the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock and their Roto Experts, they are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, pretty much the best NFL draft content every day of the year to give you guys the edge, regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Now, save 10% at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10%. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the other moves that happened yesterday in the NFL. Plus, we'll take a look at, we looked at Le'Veon Bell's numbers yesterday, some of the prop bets, some of the future bets there. And we've got those numbers for Odell. So we'll try to cipher through that and figure out maybe what the best approach is. But we told you just before, of course, the big news last night, Syracuse, Duke. Duke gets Zion Williams back, goes 13 for 13, just a monster day, and doesn't miss. Now we've got round three happening with Duke and North Carolina tonight, part of the ACC semifinal in the other bracket. That's at 9 o'clock, by the way. The early game, Florida State, Virginia is going to take center stage, as Florida State ended up outlasting Virginia Tech in overtime yesterday, and I know that because I had Virginia Tech. But good for them. Congratulations, FSU. But the other, maybe the biggest upset of the tournament thus far happened last night, and big head scratcher, because I am fairly certain if this was bracket, right, if we were next week or the week after, this kind of victory, this kind of loss would end up ruining 75% of the brackets that are going to be handed in if this was March Madness. But I can tell you there weren't an awful lot of people hanging out on West Virginia Moneyline last night, but they should have, as Bob Huggins, the West Virginia head coach. Guy is a legend. The guy's been in the game forever. This is hands down the worst, right? I mean, the worst team Bob has ever had. Right, in a long time, because West Virginia is actually a pretty damn good basketball school. Yeah, it really, really is. And on paper, 13 and 19, they were, I guess the worst season they had was back in 2012-13. That was the worst West Virginia season, right? 13 and 19. But since then, they've been to four NCAA tournaments, and including three Sweet 16s this year. He lost all three of his top scorers, lost them all, injury. He also lost a shot blocker along with his leading scorer. I mean, this was a injury-riddled. If it had gone wrong for Huggins and for West Virginia, it would have. And who do they got to take on last night? Really? They got to go ahead and take on the number two seed, Texas Tech, who has been phenomenal this year. 10 seed versus 2 seed, right? Here we go, Big 12 tournament. And wouldn't you know it? That West Virginia comes out and just smokes them for three quarters of a game. Now, in the second half, there was about an eight-minute stretch in the second half, the final 8 minutes, where Texas Tech went on a monster comeback. And it was back and forth, nip and tuck at the end. But West Virginia would not die. And this is only the third time in Big 12 tournament history that a 10 seed has beaten a number two seed. And they ended up doing it, ended up taking out. They beat Oklahoma the first game. They now beat Texas Tech. And now they advance. And this is why March Madness, Dane, is exactly that. It is madness for them to be able to pull this off. Oh, my. Nobody, and I mean nobody. They were getting 13 points, by the way, going into the game. West Virginia was getting 13. And they end up coming out with the money line victory, I believe, at 1,100. Plus 1,100 was nice. The money line. I mean, come on, dude. But you know what? That's why we love March Madness, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I got to say, like, part of the reason I love the first weekend of March Madness better than, you know, the second weekend and the Final Four and stuff is because that's when all the upsets happen. You know what I mean? That's when you're going to see these buzzer beaters. That's when you're going to see these 11, 12, 13 seeds. That's the story. Remember like that nun last year? Joseph DeMary?
Loyola.
Like, that's where you get the stories, right? And that's where, like, at the end of the tournament, when they do that one shining moment, you know, that narrative, it's all stuff from the first weekend. That's really where the fun is, and that's the spirit of the madness. That's what I love to see. And, you know, we are going to see upsets. I say it all the time. Next week, when you're filling out your brackets, you need to have one double-digit seed make it to the Sweet 16. You need to pick some 12 seeds. You know, that's how you have to, you know, get your jump on the competition. You have to pick some upsets. You just got to nail them. But that's what makes March Madness the madness. It's these kind of Cinderella stories, and boy, do I love it. Only problem is, Joe, you know, the Mountaineers, do they now fit into that narrative of, like, too many games in too many days and the tired legs now? Because tonight, I believe they face, you know, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
It's going to be I mean, how excited is that, right? I mean, how cool is that, though, for you, West Virginia? But that just goes to show you why it is and how important it is for teams to coaching in the college ranks, which is why the Coach K's and the you know, and the Roy Williams of the world and the Bob Huggins. That's why these guys have such longevity in there. Coaching is everything in college basketball, because you got to get these kids to believe that you can actually go ahead and win a game. You know what I mean? You've got to, even though we had the worst season ever, here we are in the tournament, nothing to lose. Like, you've got to convince those kids that it's going to be all right, guys. We're going to go ahead. We'll take care of it. We're going to be okay. And that's why they get paid the big bucks. Quite honestly, that's what it is all about, my man, is coaching, which is why another point we should bring up is that's why we handicap coaches, isn't it? That's why we look at coaching records and we look at situations with coaches, because we usually get them over a period of time. You know what I mean? You know, Brad Stevens was a coach at Butler. The reason he's at Boston, the reason he's the Celtics head coach, is because of what he did with that small little ass program in Indiana, you know, making it to a couple of Final Fours, that kind of situation. That's what these guys, you have enough data to be able to look at these coaches in these programs. And believe it or not, when you have 10, 15 years worth of data, Dane, you can actually pull out the numbers that go, you know what? He's not a very good coach in this situation. And that's the thing about Coach K. A lot of people say, listen, he's had such great success. He's been around forever. But in situational places, not exactly the best X's and O's head coach. And that's always been the knock on Coach K.
And that might be why he's always had flirtations with the NBA, Joe, you know, Tom Izzo as well, you know, and maybe that's why he never makes that jump, right? Because Coach K, Izzo, my guy Boeheim, you mentioned Huggins, Patino, all these guys, they are, like you say, they are big fish in the medium-sized pond at this point, right? And in the college game, the kids keep on churning. It is the head coach that is really the presence or the narrative of that team. You know, and the other thing, though, Joe, is also a lot of these coaches who we're talking about now, they have a specific style, right? So whether it's that 2-3 zone, I know Huggins likes to press, you know, that sort of thing. And they then recruit for that style. You know what I mean? So it's all driven by how the coach wants to operate and run that program. I know Syracuse and Boeheim, they recruit for length, lanky kids that can play the 2-3 zone. Okay, that's specifically what they do. You know, I had to go back to Cuse, though, Joe. Come on.
I knew you were good, but you're right. I mean, that's exactly
what
it's all
them
about.
The star, you know, that's what makes the coach. The head coach is the guy. And also, honestly, the head coach of some of these college programs in basketball and in football, there's times where they're like the highest paid public employee in the state. You know, like, you know, back in the day, Joe Paterno was literally the highest paid state employee in the state of Pennsylvania. You know,
and they wield a lot of power.
Yeah, exactly.
They wield a lot of power. I mean, the same thing with in college football and college basketball. It's all about coaching, right? The NFL, we already know, it's about coaching and quarterback. If you can get that tandem correct, chances are you're going to have a very successful career in the NFL. But it's all about coaching in the college ranks, too. I mean, the Nick Sabans of the world, the college football coaches and the college basketball coaches, A, they're worth so much money to the university because of the amount of money that they bring in. But it just goes to show you, which is why I don't know some of the other leagues around it just don't wrap their head around it. And the NFL really hasn't either over the years. Consistency, right? Stability. How many times did we talk about it? The reason why Duke is Duke and Roy Williams is Roy Williams of North Carolina. And by the way, before Roy Williams was Roy Williams at North Carolina, he was Roy Williams at Kansas. Yeah, so which was also a pretty damn good. But when you get to replace a legend like Dean Smith, those jobs don't come available very often, which is why this poor guy, Will Wade, in LSU is begging to get his job back. You know, he's been suspended because he got all caught up there on tape offering a kid, like, what's the problem with this kid's mother? Why isn't he going to take the money? So, bit of a problem there, and he is crying right now, begging LSU to unsuspend, please let me back. And they're like, yeah, no, dude, you're going to have to sit off in the corner. But stability, if you can learn one lesson from these coaches, you need stability at that position, at your program, on your team. If you are ever going to see any sort of sustained success. And I don't think we see nearly enough of that, Dane.
Yeah, and even on a smaller level, when we talk about March Madness, we like teams that have experience, that are laden with upperclassmen. You know, it's the same kind of thing. That time to gel is very important in all sports.
Absolutely, even more so in college. All right, coming up, we'll give you the latest from the NFL, what the Patriots are not doing next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
It is Friday, people. Time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and I want to send a shout-out to our man Ralph Michaels, WagerTalk.com. Joined us on the show yesterday, and one of the things that he had mentioned before he left was how the Atlantic 10 conference and those games, Rhode Island, LaSalle, St. Joseph's, Richmond, St. Louis, Rhode Island, VCU, all of these teams here, they're playing at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, right? Not too far from you, Dane.
Correct.
And what he had mentioned was the first day, right, 48 hours ago, it was abundantly clear the games that were played there, and it's not the first time we've heard this, that the lighting is completely different at the Barclays Center than it is, let's say, at the Garden. I guess the Barclays Center incorporates... Yeah, it's very... like energy-saving lights, and it's just the whole setup is weird. And all of a sudden now depth perception has been changed, and we noticed day one that every game, teams that normally shot, let's say, 42%, right, over the year, they were shooting 28%, like consistently in each and every game. So Ralph was on the show yesterday and said, hey, you know what? I'm taking the unders on every game tonight. So you know what I did?
You took the unders
on every game. That's pretty much. Listen, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, man. That's the whole situation. Sure. Don't do it. So, and wouldn't you know it, three out of the four games yesterday did, in fact, hit the under. The only one that cleared it was St. Joe's. And now, how do you, what is that? Duquesne? Like, what is it?
It's Duquesne. I do believe.
I like Duquesne. We're going to go with Duquesne. Duquesne's good.
That sounds like Snoop Dogg saying it.
Their ass lost anyway, so it really doesn't make a difference. We won't
be hearing
from Duquesne.
You don't have to worry about how to pronounce it anymore. You know?
But 92-86, they could have scored 500 points. It didn't look like they had a ball. That's what happens when you don't play defense. People who were playing defense, actually, it was a little tougher. The last game, too, Richmond-St. Louis, that went under. So, three out of four ended up hitting the under. That's a very profitable day. We know that, but it just goes to show you, sometimes it's about more when handicapping. It's more than just X's and O's, Dane.
Listen, and if you remember, one of the questions I asked Ralph Michaels yesterday was because I was on this exact narrative. Yes, I have to do it again. I say that when teams go to Syracuse because it's a cavernous arena. But if you remember, Joe, I mentioned that I do the same exact thing with the unders for all 32 first-round games. And I said that this is part of that narrative. A lot of these schools, the, you know, Duquesnes of the world and some of these other mid-majors or other small schools are playing in arenas that are bigger than what they've ever seen before. And I believe depth perception in shooting is a big deal. Remember, I say that. That's part of my narrative when I say bet all the first half unders in the first round of the tournament. I say it's unfamiliar teams. Some of these small schools are playing in bigger arenas and get a little bit, you know, a little bit of those tight sphincters, as you like to say. And then the end of the first half, they just play it out legit. You know, it's not a foul shooting contest. So I like the under, and I'm glad that Ralph Michaels thinks that, you know, the idea of depth perception is a valid data point and a valid trend to hop on.
Yes, and also another thing, and I noticed this yesterday, having talked to a few people that are just starting to get into sports investing, and what better time of year to get involved when you've got, you know, 64 games on the board that you can go ahead and go, wow, I want to do this. And a lot of times the casual sports fan will go ahead and just, they'll take these parlays, right? They love parlays, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, you know, like, oh my God. And then what they'll do is they'll do a money line parlay, and all they will do is take the favorites. Minus, like, oh, this is, oh, look at it. It's minus 180, minus 200, minus 4. And they'll go ahead. I mean, the public loves betting favorites. But they don't like risking high prices for a small return, which is amazing to me because that's what ends up happening here is they want to string together these favorites in multi parlays, which any sharp and, you know, professional would tell you, don't do that. That's one way that you're going to burn through your account. But they love doing that. And the one problem with that over the years, and we know this, is that there are teams like West Virginia sitting out there. And let us not forget, right? How much are we talking about? That was a minus 11, minus 12, minus 13. They were getting 11, 12, 13 points there. And you're going, there's no way that these guys, I mean, they're plus 1,100. Oh, I mean, that's just never going to happen. But the problem is it happens. It happens way more than you think it happens. And when you are putting money out there, like that, when you're, it adds up. You start doing five or six of these parlays, and then all of a sudden, you're not really giving yourself a chance to hit. It's not the NBA. It's not other sports. There are going to be consistently dogs winning, not just for the rest of the time you're in the conference championships. But more importantly, those brackets, just because a team, and you've seen it, Dane, just because a team is the number three seed, you know, taking on a number 12 seed, oh, I got to go with the three seed, right? Three seed's going to take a – yeah, that is where you are. You want to give yourself a chance, the actual profit. What you don't do is simply look at a card and go pick three or four or five teams because they're the favorites. That's the last thing you want to do, Dane.
Right. We're looking at independent trials here. That's what we're looking to get. You know, not trying to stack them all together. The parlays are generally a way to burn some cash. And, Joe, you talked about this earlier in the week. Remember when you were saying if you like one of those big boys to win the conference tournament, don't bet them as the future to win the conference tournament. Just bet them on every game along the way. Right.
Yes.
And let's say you got, you know, whatever. You know what always happens to me, Joe? When let's say I do a five-team parlay. I hit on four out of the five every time. You know what I mean? And then it's that last one that'll bang me out. But then I really did hit at an 80% clip. And we talk about how, you know, we only need to get to 55% to be profitable, right? And so why go 0-1 when I could really go 4-1? You know what I mean? And so that's I think, the way to look at it. I like trying to be independent with one outcome so I can nail it. But, you know, it is the kind of allure of – that's why – listen, Joe, that's why people play Powerball, right? That's why people play Pop. You know, it's the same kind of human – it's the same kind of human tendencies there. Everybody likes to be able to say or have that ticket or put it on social media or come back from Vegas and be like, yo, I hit a $10,000 17 parlay. So, you know, like that's the story, right? Let's be real.
And
about
that's what I would recommend.
If you're actually
that's not investing. That's you give me the money then. If you're gonna do that, give Dane and I the money. If you want to go out and hit five or six
for you, we'll Photoshop a ticket for you that looked like a good six team hit. You know,
because your ass ain't winning anyway. Because the problem is, those of you that don't know, if I pick three or four teams, all three or four teams have to win. You can't be like Dane said. If you win two out of three, three out of four, you lose. So that's the problem. And the numbers tell us that, especially this time of year. For instance, if a team is priced at minus 200, right, they're a favorite, they're usually a four and a half point favorite. History tells us that that favorite will win roughly about 67% of the time. They'll win outright. Okay. Minus 300, 6 or 7 point favorite, right? They're going to win 75% of the time. So the problem is, if you group those kinds of favorites together, you do realize that equals up to 3 out of 4 wins, 2 out of 3 wins. That means you're still, it's not 100%, which is the problem. So if you do the math, you realize that.
Middle school math problem, right? Yeah. 3/4 times 2/3 times 1/2 times 2/3 is actually, you know, something like 4 out of 20. You know, to actually
doesn't
hit it,
do it.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. It doesn't equal 100%, which is what you need to do a parlay. So what a lot of guys will do, Dane, and my recommendation is, listen, if you like three or four favorites, you want to bet them, then you basically, what we do, a rolling parlay is you put the money up, right? And you pick your with game one. No, if game one wins, that money rolls over into game two. If game two wins, you can roll that money into game three. If that three wins, you can go into game four. And anywhere along the lines, you can just be like, all right, I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good. And give yourself a better chance that way than going ahead and doing this, because this ultimately will destroy you, because you and I both know that it's so much fun. You're going to win that. Exactly. But that minute, that heartbreak, right? That first betting heartbreak where you're watching, you made it to the fourth game on your 14 parlay. You're ready to go. And you just lost by half a point. Now you're never betting again.
You know where I fall into this trap? Listen, we're here. We're experts and sharps and all that stuff. I fall into this trap. You know where, Joe? At the damn racetrack. At the racetrack. Okay, I will literally, on my way to the racetrack, tell my friend or tell my lady, be like, do not let me bet these trifectas. Do not let me bet these trifectas, you know, or do not let me bet these pick fours, you know. I was like, I just want to find the horse that's between 5 and 10 to 1. Give me a 7 to 1 horse and let me just nail him to win, right?
Yep.
But then you start getting caught up in it all. You start hitting, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, wait, in this race, we got 3 horses that are all under 10 to 1 and then 3 horses that are like 40 to 1 and above. I was like, hey, let me box them up. It's all good. And then inevitably, right, those three horses will come in first, second, and fourth. you know, no. in the race.
Killer.
You know, same yeah. kind of thing.
Because the pick fours, pick five, same
right.
Same thing.
I hit a superfecta once in my life. Right? And I was like, oh, Yahtzee, this is easy. And so now I'm like, I can do this. And I wind up pissing it down the drain. Meanwhile, I have the horse to win. I could bet a 7-1 and an 8-1 to win, cover them both, and make a profit. But I keep on chasing the shiny new toy and the star. The trifectas are my enemy. And it's the same thing, Joe, like a parlay.
Yep. Yeah, do it here with Greyhound Racing, same situation. I mean, you know? You can make some decent money with triples, but that's you're doing it all the time. Then you end up, you know, the problem is if you box too many favorites, you may have won right. but actually lost money
they'll
because
the
so you got to do there is math involved here. It's not, you know, it's not algebra, it's not crazy, you know, isosceles triangle math, but just look at the percentages. 62 boarded games last night. Do you know how many favorite what percentage of favorites won? 55. 55.7, actually. So favorites went 55.7. Tell me again exactly your chances of having hit a 3, 4, 5, 6, 17 parlay. If all of them have to win, don't go favorite shopping. If you want to do anything, then go ahead, maybe pick two or three with the plus sign next to it, the underdogs. Yeah, get yourself a money line parlay, two or three teams with that you think, like if you would have had West Virginia last night or, you know, if you'd have been able to pull that. Hell, even Syracuse covered. They opened up at, I think, getting 11, but it actually closed at minus 13. So if you had bet, you know, Syracuse getting 13 points last night, you would have covered. You'd have gotten that. So, you know, there's some opportunities to do those parlays, but it usually happens when they're go dog parlay shopping. It's all about the dogs, especially this time of year. That's when you're really going to get some return on it. But it's just these little things this time of year that I notice with the newbies and guys that are, you know, it's all around us, right? I mean, that's all people are talking about now is there's shows on everywhere, the broadcast, everyone's talking about minus six. So now if you're a play a lotto guy, or like you said, Dave, maybe you went to the Meadowlands once, you know, maybe you went to the racetrack and you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. Just pick the numbers and give me the favorites, you know, you hear that. And then you won, and you're like, all right, let me try my hand at this March Madness thing. And if you think you're going to go ahead and just pick all teams with minus numbers next to it, not this time of year, not 17 and 18-year-olds, man, because this happens all the time, all the time. And then the other thing we've going to have, and we'll talk about this, too, throughout the show, is this lineup here tonight, like Duke, North Carolina, we're going to have teams playing each other a third time. And the other thing people are going to get lulled into is, well, North Carolina beat them twice already. What the hell's the difference? They're going to beat them again. You can't beat a team. Or they're going to go, you know what? You can't beat
a team.
Can't
do it three times.
Can't do it three times. And Ralph yesterday as well, wagertalk.com, what's the one thing he pointed out there? Anytime somebody tells you, oh, this team already won twice, there's no way they can win a third time. Yeah, the numbers tell us over the last 20 years, 50-50.
Which so we'll means see, you, Joe, because, I mean, Duke might do that tonight. But then
on
boxing day, Virginia might have a chance to do that against Duke.
Yep. Take the team with the plus number. That's what we're telling you. All right, 1 hour in the books. Talk a little NFL and actually a couple of big moves yesterday. We'll break them down for you. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. It's a lot different doing an auction in a rotisserie baseball league than in any other league. In a football league, in a points baseball league, in a points basketball league. It is entirely different doing it here because when you do it in all the other leagues, you can be more flexible because you're just looking for points. You're just looking for the highest score. Here, you need to find particular stats in order to compete.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally,
I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
NFL is at it again. The free agency period. Couple of signings yesterday. Some moves made, including a new wide receiver for the New York Giants. We'll talk about that coming up here in hour number two. But welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Going to help you make it rain on this Friday in a whole bunch of ways to be able to get that done. Which is exciting because let's not forget baseball is just around the corner. I think next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, my man, baseball season starts.
Next Wednesday is like there's two games in Japan, okay? Mm. But that's not really the real start. Like real opening day is March 28th. But next week they're just doing this like two-game Japan series. And it is, in fact, counting in the standings.
Yes,
they are,
right.
In fact, real regular season games. But honestly, yep. Most of it is just because the Mariners are there. This is just going to be a showcase for Ichiro to say goodbye. They're keeping Ichiro on the roster, right? So
yes.
Just so he can have a couple of at-bats, you know, out there in Japan, and then he's going to retire. And they had to do it a full week, start of opening day, because the jet lag is real. Let me tell you something. I've taken that 15-hour flight from Shanghai to JFK, and my equilibrium was off. Literally for a few days afterwards. I'm talking like a weird hungover, dizzy feeling. So it's the right call for them to put that gap in between the times so that players can be ready for American opening day.
That means many of us, you know, me included, will be sitting up to the draft table here. Any of those of you that dabble in some fantasy baseball, maybe you've got a crew that you've been with forever, but you know, the drafts are coming. I know I got a notice for two more leagues, of course, that that are starting over the weekend. And I know you had you were in a big one last night that took forever, right?
Yeah, we did an expert shout out to the GDD auction. It was me. We had Frank Stanfield, Greg Sussman were a team. You know, Adam Ronis, who's on our network, had a team,
right.
As well as some other industry experts. But it was an auction, right? Not a draft. And that takes even longer, Joe, because you know, when you're just making a pick, boom, you just make a pick. But with the auction, you nominate, you know, whatever. I nominate Giancarlo Stanton, and then there's a back-and-forth bidding war, right? So every pick doesn't just take the 30 seconds. A pick can last a very long time going back and forth. So, yeah, it took a good 4 or 5 hours last night. But, you know, I'm still ready and reporting for duty, brother man.
Love that. We'll have some thoughts on some MLB totals coming up this hour. Plus, the New York Giants continue to make headlines. This time, I think, for pretty good reasons. We'll go ahead and talk about that, though. But thanks for making us a part of your day. We'll come back. We'll make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.